Hi, it's Chloe Martini, and you're listening to SVH Radio.
Hello, Chloe. As I know, you are a composer and electronic music producer, but are you a good singer?
Unfortunately, I am not. I only sing when I take a shower or when I take a bath. Other than that, no, I'm a terrible singer.
You're a bathroom singer.
Yes, I wish I could sing. It would be way easier, but unfortunately, no.
How does music make you feel?
It makes me feel all kinds of different emotions, from sad to happy, everything. I feel love for music, I feel compassion for music, I can feel heartbroken even for music. Just name it, any sort of emotions.
Then what or who started your passion for music?
Well, I come from a family where no one is into music really, so I had to develop it myself, just for listening to different kinds of music when I was growing up.
What kind of music do you like? Who are your idols in music?
I have many different idols. For example, Ryuichi Sakamoto. He's my ultimate favorite composer, and he's the reason also why I started making music. I also love Kate Bush, because she's very, very unique, and nowadays no one has a voice like her. I love Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. Kendrick Lamar is great rapper as well, amazing artist. And for producers, I like Pharrell Williams.
But do you prefer listening also songs in your own native language?
Not that much, although Polish language is very beautiful, and with good pronunciation and with good lyrics, I think it can sound beautiful, but it's just not something I'm into.
What would be the world without music?
It would be very, very sad. Apparently, it would ruin my world. World without music is no world. I don't want to live in such world, that's for sure.
We have heard already your performances at Eurosonic. Was everything as you expected?
Sort of. Also, you can never predict any technical problems. But when it comes to the audience, I was very pleased.
What projects are you working on? Is there something new?
I'm currently working with a couple of incredible singers, but I cannot tell more at this point. Mm-hmm. So you just need to wait for the releases this year.
Then tell us, what are your hobbies without music? Because I suppose music is also your hobby.
It's my hobby, it's my passion, it's my life. But apart from that, I'm very much into perfume, very niche and high-end perfume, very classy perfume. I love those Middle East scents. I love scents from Byredo, from Hermes, Guerlain, Yves Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. As well.
Does it mean that you will go home with the new perfume?
That's true, because I love duty free places at the airports, and I'm there every time I'm at the airport. I need to go and see some new fragrances. So I hope so. Yeah.
How would you describe the music scene in Poland?
It's very much diverse. Also, we do have a couple of cool electronic acts at the moment. Especially Rebecca, Camp, and the Dumplings. That's the ones you should follow.
Name three reasons to visit Poland, why we should visit Poland.
Polish cuisine, for sure. Cheap vodka, Polish vodka, especially Żubrówka. And, yeah, people. People are there very welcoming.
Do you watch music shows on TV?
No, I don't. When I was younger, I did, but not anymore.
Would you like to take a part?
No, I wouldn't, because it's, you know, it's for a commercial purpose. I would probably have to adjust my style and my music, my image and everything for the purpose of the television, and I wouldn't want to do that.
If you were a song, what song would you be and why?
Sensual and nostalgic, with a little bit of 80s feeling, because that's exactly what gives me shivers.
What are your future plans?
My future plans? Work hard on music. Work hard on music and work hard on music. Yeah.
Hope we will see you one day in Latvia. Have you been in Latvia before?
I've been when I was younger, but I would love to visit it again and play a show there. Yeah.
Okay, so you need to come again.
Definitely, with my pleasure.